I think Apple's going to make a camera and that it's going to devastate the existing camera industry and change everything we know about photo and video.
I'm not sure, but there definitely are some signs that they're pointing towards developing something like this.
Yeah.
So we're going to go through what we think that camera could look like, if it's something that would be worth doing for them, and some of our predictions. But first, I predict you're going to want your very own website with our sponsor, Squarespace. It's fast and easy to do, but also they prioritize business owners and creators. So if you're a person that loves taking pictures, of course you can lay them out in a beautiful way like we do on ours, but they take care of the boring and difficult part of booking clients, having them sign contracts, and they help you keep everything streamlined, easy, and accessible for your customers. So try it out for free. Go to squarespace.com/Chelsea. And if you decide to get one, use the coupon code Chelsea and get 10% off. Thanks, Squarespace.
Thank you. First, let's just establish that Apple is really serious about photography and video. The camera in the iPhone completely upended the existing camera industry, and the camera industry sales are down like 93%, all lost to smartphones.
For that consumer level camera.
Yeah, exactly. They killed the consumer camera, and about 55% of that 93% of the market is iPhone, because Apple dominates the smartphone industry. They are the number one camera in the world, and it's not just still photos or snapshots or Facebook, but it's Instagram and TikTok, and big celebrities are using iPhones to shoot and stream things because in many ways they're more powerful. Apple has had an entire campaign where they show shot on iPhone and their magazine covers, their billboards, their music videos, things you used to need professional cameras
for. Well, they sell their phones, and a lot of people get an iPhone just because they like the way the pictures look. And often people ask if, they ask us personally, is the camera that much better? Should I upgrade? And so a lot of people are upgrading for the camera.
Yeah,
it's an important part of the phone now. And so they are serious about imaging.
And last month, they announced a new feature for the iPad where you can connect 4 iPhones and do live multicam cutting and streaming, which is amazing. You can set up an entire podcast studio like here with the multiple cameras, but just with iPhones. And our rig is so incredibly complex with so many cables, and it took so much technical knowledge. Like, I was in IT for years, and that's the only reason we can set up this crazy setup.
It's a mess in here, if you could see. It's a bunch of wires, and it's crazy. I'm going to film a little segment to show you, but
wouldn't it be nice if it was just 4 little iPhones on MagSafe, and everything just came together wirelessly on an iPad? And by the way, it goes right into Final Cut, so it's all ready to cut.
It would be nice.
That exists.
It does exist, except I still care about image quality. I still want it to be a full-size sensor camera. I want the ability to crop. And it looks very, very good, but I wish it would look better.
Well, that's the challenge we run into, right? Because the iPhone camera is great, but at the end of the day, it is optimized to fit into this little flat thing that goes in your pocket. It's optimized to consume content, not to create content. And their engineers have done an amazing job, but what could they do if they weren't restricted by a form factor that needs to fit into your pocket? If they could make bigger lenses, viewfinders, things like that, then they could blow everything up. Here's one more piece of evidence that they're serious. They hired a close friend of ours that I don't even want to name him, but a very serious camera engineer with like a PhD and stuff.
Everybody who was working in the industry knows exactly who we're talking about.
Yep, and he's over there working in the Apple camera segment now. So I wouldn't be surprised if he personally is working on the first generation of the Apple camera.
We don't know. We don't talk to him about that. So
he wouldn't tell us anyway.
No, he wouldn't tell us anyway, but we don't have inside information on that.
So the form factor here is so bad. Like, there's no shutter button. There's no tripod mount. That there's become an entire cottage industry for professionals who need the software features of an iPhone but need the form factors of traditional cameras, like grips and stuff. So you can put it in a small rig grip or put it on a gimbal so you can get nice moving shots. That's how hard people are working to make this into a real camera.
Even if people aren't looking for professional level results, you still see all of the accessories for sale. The little snap-on lenses, people want better lenses, mm-hmm. People want photo accessories. And there has been this entire ecosystem of iPhone-friendly camera accessories that Apple is not cashing in on. and they really like cashing in on things. I don't know if you've noticed.
Yeah, remember when you used to buy headphones made by Sony? And now everybody buys AirPods.
Yeah.
My watch, it's Apple now. Like, they just pick an industry and destroy it with one of their products. And I think cameras are next.
You know what's crazy? I often don't even like their stuff. I'm just stuck in their little ecosystem.
Why? Because it works better together, right?
Well, it works
because
better
your AirPods
together.
Connect a little faster than every other headphone.
Does it work better? Does it work better together?
It works better together.
And that's what we think they might be cashing in on if they decide to do this camera. What do you think the form factor would be?
Yeah, like what's it going to look like? I'm actually not sure.
I mocked up our little thumbnail. I worked pretty hard on that in Midjourney, making AI, you know, put a little sweat in there.
Where AI fails. It's based on existing cameras.
Yeah.
And Apple, I think, is going to rethink things entirely. First, their priority is going to be both vertical and horizontal, because they want both form factors. And every existing camera is designed around a horizontal form factor, like YouTube. But I heard 73% of all content now is recorded vertically for Instagram, for TikTok. And so an iPhone is in that world. So they're going to make it at least equally usable in vertical and horizontal formats.
I think I understand what you're saying, but I really think that Apple prioritizes aesthetic so much that I'm wondering if they would make some ugly monster thing that didn't look cool. Because
they want it to look like a X100B or something.
No, cool. I don't think they'll make it look retro, but they'll make it look like everything. Like, everything is so bulbous and smooth and glassy and simple. And I like the way their products look, but I'm wondering how that will translate in a camera and if they'll be able to have the features you're saying they should have while maintaining the aesthetic that's gonna look cool enough that people will want it.
Yeah.
It could look like a little monster if they put all of the features in there.
That's true. The Apple Vision Pro is ugly as hell. They definitely failed at making that aesthetically nice.
Oh, did they? I thought it looked better than the other options on the market, though.
Well, maybe that's true.
And if you think of their headphones, I actually think their headphones look cool and people like to wear them, but I have them and there's no way I could run or anything. They fall off. Mm-hmm. They're actually not that practical. They make me all sweaty around my ears. Like, they just kind of look...
It's a little form over function.
Yeah, a little bit of form over function, so that concerns me with their form factor.
You'll definitely need to be able to see the screen from the front or the rear, but I don't think a flippy screen is right for Apple. That feels too kludgy, like they don't really like moving parts.
What'd you say, kludgy?
Kludgy.
What's that?
Like clunky, like inelegant. So I'm thinking it will probably just have fixed screens on the front and maybe a tilting screen on the rear so that if you're a creator filming yourself, you'll be able to see yourself. And I bet both those screens will be nice and bright, unlike literally every camera on the market. I bet they'll be bright OLED screens that you can see in the sun.
Their screens are bright.
Yeah.
That's nice. Hey, what about a viewfinder?
I don't know. I mean, nothing has a viewfinder now, but serious filmmakers insist on having some sort of viewfinder. What do you think?
I like a viewfinder, and having a viewfinder to me says, hey, this is a serious camera. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I could see them just wanting that whole streamline, everything so smooth. And that concerns me with all the dials and things, because I like a tactile experience. If you watch our reviews, you know I love little clicky dials. I like having... you know, all of the buttons under my fingers and accessible. And I imagine this thing just being like the seal of cameras. You're gonna have to put a case on it. Yeah, it just has bumps. You're gonna have to wear like bumpy gloves so you can hold this thing.
I'm gonna guess no viewfinder that they're gonna be targeting the younger market who tends not to use viewfinders anyway, like the 20-something market. And we've been talking about a traditional form factor camera for filming things like this, but I bet they'll also make a camera to complement the Apple Vision Pro, which is their VR headset. And so they need a 3D camera because there's no camera on the market that can make good enough content for them. But they want to sell content because they need the content in order to sell the headset. So I think they'll end up making their own 3D camera in order to help creators make that content. But that's not what we're talking about.
That is not what we're talking about. Now, I'm thinking the software on this will be the most interesting part, because that is where I beg camera manufacturers to do all the cool stuff and it doesn't happen.
Yeah, and that's the reason people use iPhones, even though the image quality here is definitely inferior, but it connects well, it streams, it's easy to use, it's straightforward. And I think they'll make another device-specific operating system. I'll call it Camera OS, because that's probably what they'll call it. And I bet it will function primarily as an iPhone accessory. So when you pop open the the camera OS, it will just stream right to your phone, right to your watch, right to your headset. And it'll have a nice screen, but you're probably not going to be using Instagram on it. You're not going to be getting notifications on it.
If I get notifications on it, no. I couldn't live that life.
They won't do that. You got plenty of notifications.
I don't want any more.
But I think it'll work as the native camera. So you'll be able to open up TikTok and do a live stream and get the feed directly from the camera with no noticeable lag. And everything will be wireless too.
I think everything going to the cloud will be so nice. We won't have to worry about memory cards anymore. We won't have to worry about them being corrupted or losing our footage between our shoot, which could be a wedding, and when we get home and edit. It'll be nice.
Yeah, I think everything will be live streamed right to iCloud because they also want to make some money on storage, right?
So that's where I start to wonder if they would make this. How would they make money? And one of the ways would be selling more storage.
Oh, yeah. If you're shooting more footage and it's all going right to the iCloud, which you want because it's all backed up and encrypted and stuff, yeah, they'll charge you for that and make a ton of money every month. We're going to cover the features we think are key, as well as our guesses on price. We don't agree on what the price point is going to be.
I'm going to be a bummer and talk about why I think this could stink for every photographer.
Okay, but first let's thank our sponsor, Squarespace, one more time. Squarespace.com/Chelsea is where you start when you want a real presence on the web. Not something controlled by social media, but something you create with your colors, your brand, your logo. Set up a store, take appointments from clients, pretty much anything you can imagine starts at squarespace.com/Chelsea. And you can try it out for like literally free, no credit card required. Just go play around, see how awesome your photos and your video look, how crazy good your business is going to look. Get your own custom domain when you sign up using the coupon code Chelsea. That'll get you 10% off.
I like that they'll save you money because there's so many apps to keep track of your contracts or when you schedule appointments, and you can just do it all in one place. If you're disorganized like me, you don't have to dig out that contract again. You just send them to your website. It's nice.
Thanks for sponsoring us, Squarespace. Let's talk about the features
we think
it's going to have.
I want to talk about the features. Yeah. Some of these ideas really excite me because we've been begging traditional camera companies forever, and it's just not their style. Everything's about hardware. They've already entered this race they made up where, like, they just keep giving me more megapixels, and I'm like, help, my computer's so expensive. But I think that Apple could come in and say, screw your heritage, for better or worse. I'm going to give you Find My. That's what I'm excited about. I could find my camera. It could have anti-theft technology. You could unlock with a fingerprint like you do with your laptop if you want to.
Yeah, and your photos and videos would be encrypted on the device. So if somebody stole it, they couldn't access them, which is already the case with this. It will just work like this. Like, they've written the code already, so it's super easy to do. And everything you take, stream to iCloud. Wi-Fi or cellular, probably. I'm not sure if it'll go directly from the camera or tethered through your phone. But either way, I'm sure it'll all end up instantly in the cloud.
It's going to have GPS for sure. So if you're wondering where your pictures are from Iceland, you just pull up the location and they're all going to be there. I know you're going to say that cameras already have that, but come on, it is not reliable.
A few cameras have it.
I know, but it's not reliable still. And then I think it will also be very intuitive. So if you're handing this camera over to your nephew at Christmas, they're not going to be like, I don't even have a computer. What's a memory card reader? What do I, blah, blah, blah. It's just going to work for them.
Can I give an example? Like, I shoot our films outside in HDR. And to turn on HDR on one of my Sony cameras, it's like a 10, 12 step process. And I never even remember where it is in the menus because there's so many menu items. On the iPhone, there's a little checkbox and it's just HDR. And that's all it takes. It's going to be like that. Like, you won't have to read the manual and everything will just work. But I think the game changer is going to be that this will have all the benefits of a bigger sensor, bigger optics with computational photography. And today, the iPhone, believe it or not, will outperform a full-frame camera in low-light conditions because it can capture 10, 20 images, stack them all together, and that lets it overcome the small optics, the small sensor.
Now imagine if it had a big sensor and good optics, big optics. Like, it could be incredibly powerful. And the fact that the pictures would all just automatically go to your phone, your computer. You could use your watch as a wireless trigger, which I know some apps have that, but it would actually work reliably.
Yeah, it would just fire up with no, like, fussing with it. Because it's the fussing that kills me right
fussing
now.
Fussing is not fun. And also, if they're thinking of video, which they will be, since everybody's doing that now, they'll probably have a little clip-on mic that pairs wirelessly with a transmitter inside the camera, so you're not like stacking all of these things on your camera all the time.
Kind of what DJI does now, right?
Yeah,
that's true. A
little
clip-on thing. What do you think the disadvantages
Here's
of the system?
Here's the bummer. Here's what I think could be lost where I want to bum you out. I love the heritage of photography. Mm-hmm. I like that things are a little bit old-timey, and it can be frustrating when you're first learning and you're like, what is aperture priority, you know? But I think that will be lost. I don't think we're going to have our cool dials, our tactile experience, as I call it. And I will miss the heritage. Of course, I'll still be using my cameras if this comes out. But like, that's why I like Leica. That's why I like Fuji and Sony. So yeah, I think that that could be sad to lose that part. I also think that it would limit the used market, where now you can get an older camera and there's just millions of used lenses and things like that. Once this comes along, it's not going to be like that. Everything will be at a premium. I'm guessing the price will be super high. I'm guessing that the sales could probably impact the brands that we already like. And then the other concern I have is if you think you're stuck in your camera system now, once you're stuck in the Apple system, it's like it's very hard to get out.
If you decide you like this camera, you'll need to buy an iPhone. If you have an Android, you'll want to get an Apple Watch. You'll definitely going to be editing on a Mac with Final Cut.
Yeah. They get you into this expensive system where you're not even always happy, but you just can't leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Apple secret.
It's really, I'm stuck in it.
And one more form of computational photography is going to be AI. I'm sure the images are going to be AI enhanced, and that will let them put an even greater distance between themselves and traditional camera makers. But at the same time, I'd rather things be authentic and genuine.
Well, I feel like AI is a pro and a con, because the AI will make the images look good. But also, do we want to do that? If you've watched our AI podcast, you know that we're a little skittish about the AI.
Yeah, so maybe it'll be 8K, but it'll be upsized, or it'll be 60p, but every other frame will be AI generated, and it'll probably look great.
Whoa.
It'll be fake.
You just scared me. What's your guess on the price?
I think they're going to start with consumer models at lower price points, and then build to professional models. So I'm taking two guesses here. I'm going to say they'll have two kits, one with a 24 f1.8 prime that will be perfect for creators filming themselves. It same focal length as your iPhone, but bigger sensor, bigger lens that will provide natural bokeh that will be perfect for things like video.
So fixed lens.
I'm going to say interchangeable lens.
Okay.
Though it could be fixed lens too. And I'm going to say $999, that they'll come in under $1,000 for this thing. And then they'll provide a more expensive version for people who want to shoot sports and stuff with like a super zoom, like a 24 to 200. So not the same low light capabilities, not the same bokeh capabilities, but a versatile travel camera kit. And that will be priced at about $1,500.
I think you're crazy. I think Apple is going to come in and they're going to say, look at this smooth baby seal of a camera that does everything. You can't escape it. We are steamrolling you and we're going to take $6,000. And people will cry like they did with their little VR headset that is $3,500. Mm-hmm. What do you even do with that thing? What are you people doing with that? And it will have all of the bells and whistles. They'll be looking at competing with like top level mirrorless cameras.
Yeah.
And they'll be saying they eliminate the need for all that stuff. And then once they lock in the professionals who are often using like MacBooks and stuff anyway, they'll trickle down to the consumer and be like, here's your little TikTok camera. It's $2,000. It's going to be expensive.
You make a convincing argument that they would start with the professional stuff, be able to show off the new season of Severance was filmed on the Apple camera, and get that to pull people up to a high price point, and then let them next season have some cheaper cameras.
Yeah, I think so.
That's sounding right to me. Maybe you won the price thing. Well, what do you guys think? Are they going to start with consumer stuff or professional stuff, or are we way off base?
Is any
of
this real?
Do you want this? Or are you a traditional?
I mean, do you even think this is going to happen? Because I also consider they'll just be like, why would we make a camera when we could just sell people fake land in a metaverse situation? Because they keep trying to sell us stuff that's like not real. So I don't know, maybe all this hardware stuff isn't really for them.
I also want to say, I don't think this is going to kill off the Japanese camera companies. It will devastate their market share, It will reduce it drastically.
Than they am.
But they will keep making cameras because that's what Japanese camera companies do. Like Pentax is still making cameras. Nothing kills them. They keep going. So if you love your camera companies, I think they're still going to be around, but the market share will drop.
The Apple camera will be like, we can generate a fish in your Raptor's talons. And then the Japanese camera companies will be like,
more
98 megapixels, take it or leave it. Yeah. All right, well, we'll see if this happens. But either way, you know what is going to happen? You're going to try Squarespace because it's free. You will try Squarespace. They are our sponsor, and thanks for making this podcast happen. But also, thanks for making our websites look professional, even though I was too lazy to make another brand of one that I didn't finish. Try it out. It's super easy. Drag and drop. You can make galleries. You could make your whole portfolio there. You can sell things. You can book appointments. It's super simple. Go to squarespace.com/Chelsea and use the coupon code Chelsea to get 10% off. And if you like this, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel and also to our podcast. It's the Picture This Photography podcast, and you can find it anywhere podcasts are available. So thanks for watching.
Bye.